Good morning. Our question today is it permitted to build a sukkah on a car, for example, on top of the car, as long as it has the proper dimensions, or more likely somebody has the type of car that it top rolls back or he has an opening in it in the top. Is it permitted to build a sukkah there or not? So we're going to start with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Sukkah, Siman Tav Resh Chav Ches Seif Beis, that says as follows, Ha'osa Sukkasa Barosh Agala. This was applied back in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, in the time of Chazal, not in our time so much. If somebody wants to build a sukkah on top of a wagon, or Barosh HaSfin, or if you want to build a sukkah on top of a boat, on top of a ship. So what is going to be our standard for when it's going to be kosher and when it's not going to be kosher? So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Im eina yechola la'amad beruach mitzuya diyavasha psula. If it cannot stand up to a normal wind, we're not talking about a tornado or anything like that, but a normal, regular wind, not of the ocean. The ocean is much more windy, but we're talking about a normal wind that would exist on the land. If it cannot withhold that, if it cannot withstand it, then it's going to be possible. But if it can stand, that sukkah that we built now, either on the boat or it's on top of the agala, on top of the wagon, and if it can withstand a normal wind that would exist on the yabasha, on the land, then it would be permitted, would be kosher, even if it cannot withstand a wind of the ocean. So that's our standard. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows in discussing building a sukkah on top of a wagon. Accordingly, those who do business, merchants, peddlers, they can build a sukkah on top of their agalot shalahem, on top of their types of wagons. They used to call it, says the Mishnah Berurah, beidil. But we have the condition that it needs to have the minimum dimensions of a sukkah, needs to be a minimum of 10 tfachim high and 7 tfachim inside, across. That would be the requirement, and we do not include in that calculation the wheels of that wagon that used to pedal around in. They used to hold their merchandise, apparently, used to travel around and do business from that. So based on that background, we're going to do a little bit more halacha in this and then apply it to a sukkah on a car or a sukkah on a truck. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says in another place, effectively, that if you have a sukkah and that sukkah is built in a place that wind will not reach it, so do you still need to have a sukkah that will withstand our test, that it can stand up in a normal wind, as geared by a wind on the land, or maybe we're more lenient? So the Mishnah Berurah, in fact, tells us, no matter what, in order to be considered a sukkah, it has to be able to stand a ruach mitsuya, a normal wind that would exist on the yabasha, on the ground. And in fact, not only that, even if the structure of the sukkah can withstand a normal wind, but the schach cannot, that is also not going to be kosher. So in other words, we have two requirements. We have the requirement that the structure itself, the walls, be able to withstand a ruach mitsuya, a normal wind. And also, not only that, but the schach itself would also be able to withstand that wind. So we have those two requirements. And again, to mention, the dimensions are required as well. So if you're building it on the car or on a truck or something, you have to have the minimum 10 tefachim high and 7 around. That would be required. So based on that, the Piskei Tshuva says, in that background, we can learn that if somebody wants to build a sukkah on a car or a truck, im achena suyim bechozek, if they are built strong enough such that the walls and the schach, both of those can withstand a ruach mitsuya, a normal wind. Now, we're not talking about normal wind when the car is going. We're talking about just a normal wind, even when the car is not going, when it's stationary, as long as that sukkah, as it's built, can withstand a normal wind when that car is stationary, that sukkah would be kosher even when the car is moving. It absolutely would be acceptable as long as it fits our standard. And the standard, once again, is that the structure can withstand a normal wind, that the schach can withstand a normal wind, and also that it has the proper dimensions. Then that sukkah, be it on top of a truck, on top of a car, will be kosher whether it is moving or not. It is going to be acceptable. Now, there is a Sefer Mikra Kodesh that says that is all true and dandy when it comes to a sukkah on a car. But if you have a sukkah on top of a plane, if such a thing could be built, or on top of a helicopter or some other similar flying structure that would apparently not be kosher. That is going to be considered something that is called an ohel zaruk, that's considered a structure that is thrown. It's not meant to be sedentary. It's not meant to be in a certain place. And accordingly, that is not called a sukkah. It's not considered a dira. It's not even considered a dira sarai, which is a requirement. Now, we have minimum requirements when it comes to a sukkah in order to be a dira sarai, and dira, to be a dira and to be a sukkah, it would have to be able to withstand the winds, normal winds as we mentioned, but also not be something that is meant to fly through the air. Have a wonderful day.